7:44, and as we told you, we are following breaking news this morning, the surprise announcement that Pope Benedict is resigning at the end of the month. And joining us now is Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who is the Archbishop of the Washington Diocese. And we thank you very much, Cardinal, for joining us this morning. We understand that even the Pope's most closest friends were surprised by this and had not been consulted in his decision-making process. Were you surprised?
I was very, very much surprised. I had been with the Pope less than a month ago. There was absolutely no indication of this. And today, when I heard this and then got a call from Rome early this morning confirming it, I was just stunned. But apparently, the Holy Father in his heart feels that he doesn't have the strength to continue on. And I don't think we should be surprised that when he reached this conclusion, that he would have both the humility and the courage to take it. But it certainly came as a surprise.
There had been some early speculation that this may have been related to the politics and the news that came out of the church over the last number of years, some of the scandals that had to be dealt with. You think that took a toll on the Pope?
I think the job itself is so huge. Being the chief shepherd of a flock that extends throughout the whole world is so weighty a responsibility. And then every time you turn around, there is another issue to be dealt with. And the ordinary routine work of trying to lead this flock does take its toll. I think it probably would weigh as very heavily on a much younger person. And as you know, he was already a senior when he was elected pope.
You know, you now will be part of, I presume, the process of selecting who the successor to Benedict will be as part of the College of Cardinals. Is that correct?
Yes. The next step now is for us, the Cardinals, to find out what exactly is the timeline on this. According to the reports, this resignation is going to take effect the end of the month. I'm waiting for something official on that, but I suspect in the meantime we're going to get instructions on what the next steps will be. There has to be a conclave, a gathering of all of the cardinals under 80 from around the world to select the next Bishop of Rome.
As you can imagine, there was immediate and rampant speculation as to where the next pope would come from, who it might be. Is there any kind of scuttlebutt within your circles?
No, I try never to pay attention to that because there's an old saying in Rome, the one who goes into the conclave pope comes out a cardinal, which basically is saying, you know, the one everybody chooses is usually the one that the Holy Spirit doesn't pick.
Now, no disrespect intended here, but given what's going on in the church and in the world, who would want this job right now?
Well, that's a very, very good observation. I mean, it is so weighty a task. But then again, the Lord calls people to follow in his footsteps, and somebody has to take that responsibility. You know, but don't we see it everywhere, huh? We see it with pastors of parishes. We see it at every level of those trying to preach the gospel. It's a challenge today, and the higher up you get in the hierarchy, the heavier the burden is.
Do you see a long selection process coming, or is this likely to be resolved fairly quickly?
That's another excellent question. I would draw a blank on that because this is catching all of us by such surprise that I'm not sure there has been much conversation about who would be on the likely list of candidates. But I also suspect that's going to surface very, very quickly. I would wonder if that isn't going to be what will be keeping all of the emails flowing back and forth for some time now.
I bet you've talked to quite a number of cardinals already this morning. Your cell phone must be burning.
Well, it's just the nature of things, isn't it? Everybody wants to know what's happening and what's going to be the next step. You raise that point. I suspect we're all going to be told very, very shortly, here's the process. Here's the timeline, and here's when you're all supposed to be in Rome.
Well, we know that you'll share that with us right away.
We look forward to that, too.
And I will be happy to do that. In the meantime, I hope that you and all of your listeners will say a prayer for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on with us this morning. Archbishop Donald Wuerl with us on the news that the Pope is resigning at the end of the month.